AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Candidates are gearing up for the 2016 presidential race. Former Senator and Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton announced today that she'll seek the Democratic nomination again.
Americans have fought their way back from tough economic times, but the deck is still stacked in favor of those at the top. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion.
She's going to Iowa this week. Tomorrow in Miami, Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is expected to launch his run for his party's nomination. Secretary of State John Kerry says President Obama wants to change a policy with Cuba that hasn't worked. He was on ABC's This Week.
By beginning to engage, by beginning to have greater travel, greater ability to move, greater ability to visit, ideas and opportunities will grow that the Cuban people themselves will have a greater opportunity for expression and for exchange of views.
President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met this weekend while they were both in Panama for the Summit of the Americas. A supply ship is scheduled to launch toward the International Space Station tomorrow. AP correspondent Marcia Dunn reports among the more than 4,000 pounds of supplies on board is an espresso maker especially designed to operate in space.
There happens to be an Italian astronaut on board who has been waiting for this coffee maker for several months. It should have flown in January, but got backlogged because of a launch explosion last year in Virginia. So here we are aboard the SpaceX, ready to take up some badly needed groceries, scientific experiments, and other supplies.
Washington is protesting the intercept of a U.S. reconnaissance plane by a Russian fighter jet over the Baltic Sea last week. The Pentagon says that the U.S. is filing a complaint to Moscow through diplomatic channels. This is AP Radio News. Moviegoers continue to go for speed.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
The latest Fast and Furious installment stays number one for a second weekend. Furious 7 takes in more than $60 million this weekend, bringing its total to more than $252 million.
Why are they after you?
I have made a few mistakes.
The animated alien adventure Home is second this weekend. The rodeo romance The Longest Ride opens in third. I'm Jamie Fryer.
A Lamborghini that was part of an exotic car racing attraction at Walt Disney World crashed into a guardrail, killing a passenger and injuring the driver. The attraction lets race car fans be drivers or passengers in fancy cars such as Lamborghinis, Porsches, and Ferraris. It's not clear if the driver was a track employee or a customer. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.